opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based on their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Hello and welcome. My name is Haley and I'm a teen librarian for Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. So as a part of our College and Career Connections Initiative, we are interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Today's interview is with Abby. So hey, Abby, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So which school are you attending right now?
I currently attend the University of Florida.
And where's school located and what is your city and town like?
So it's located in Gainesville, Florida, which is about 2 hours south of the Florida-Georgia border and about 2 hours north of Orlando. The city's just kind of your typical college town. I'd say it's kind of urban and suburban, kind of a mixture. There is like a downtown area and a midtown, but then if you go about 20 minutes outside of campus, it becomes pretty rural. So it's kind of a mixture.
Oh, that's good. So how would you rate like your overall experience there?
I absolutely love it here. I originally wanted to go out of state. So coming to UF was kind of not my first choice. But now that I'm here, like, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I've had such a wonderful experience.
Oh, that's great.
Overall.
What's something that kind of stands out about the experience that makes it great?
I think the people I've met are what really like surprised me about UF. I think coming to such a large school, I was nervous about like finding a circle and like making friends who I felt like I'd have a lifelong connection with, but that has been really simple, especially with like things I've been involved with. So I think that was surprising and like how easy it was to meet people.
Did you join any like clubs or anything to meet people?
Yeah, so involvement culture at UF is really huge or, like, important to the students. So I joined a few clubs, like, my first year and then a few more clubs my second year. And I think it's just kind of, like, finding a balance of, like, what you really want to do. Like, most of the clubs I've joined have been, like, ambassadorships for, like, my college or the program I'm in, Innovation Academy. I'm also, like, a Florida Cicerone, which is the tour guide, like the main representatives of UF and like the tour guide. So through that, I've met tons of people and I've met people from a lot of different areas on campus, which is really cool as well.
Oh, that's great. So what's the food like on campus?
Yeah. So we have a couple dining halls, kind of situated like on opposite sides of campus, depending like where you are at the day, can go grab something. But we also have tons of like fast food options. We have like two Chick-fil-A's, a few Starbucks, like Pizza Hut, Pollo Tropical. We also have something called Chomp It, which is like the UF version of McDonald's. At least that's what people say. I've personally never been to it, but we also have like pod markets, which are like little convenience stores on campus. So overall, it's pretty good. I did not have a meal plan. You're not required to have a meal plan, even if you live on campus. I have a lot of food allergies, so, like, I just think didn't think a meal plan would, like, work out best for me, but I've heard of people say it's really nice because you obviously don't have to cook or clean. You can just go grab something, and there's a few, like, meal plan options, so it can work with you no matter what you want to do.
So did you live on campus?
I did. I lived on campus my first year. No one's required to live on campus at all during their time at UF, but I think about 83% of freshmen live on campus. I live in an apartment style dorm, which is pretty rare.
Nice.
But I had my own kitchen, so that's why I have a meal plan.
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved living on campus. I met a lot of my friends there. I'm still best friends with one of my randomly assigned roommates, so it was a great experience overall.
What are all the rest of the residence hall like?
So there's like the traditional style, which is kind of what you see in movies where there's like two beds, two guests, like dressers, and then the communal style bathroom, like at the end of the hall. That's probably the most common dorm that like freshmen live in, and the most like types or like the most, most buildings are like traditional style dorms. I'm not sure how many actual dorm buildings we have, but there's a lot. And then we have suite style, which is kind of like in between traditional and apartment where you have the same room set up as traditional, but you share a bathroom with the people next to you. And then we also have like triple style dorms, which is the same thing as suite style, except there's three people living in a room instead of two.
Nice. So can you tell me about if you have like a standout faculty experience or like a really good class that you loved?
Oh yeah, I have a few.
Great.
I'm in the College of Education, so I absolutely love the College of Education. It's really tight-knit and it's one of the smaller colleges. So I've had a few of those professors twice, which has been really nice. One of my favorite professors, I'm in his class right now, it's Dr. Jeter. He just really creates like a great classroom atmosphere where everyone gets to like kind of share their ideas. So the first class I took with him was like Introduction to Education, which is something every single person in the College of Education takes. So it's really interesting. It was like we're all interested in education, but through like various forms and like different career paths. And just the way he taught the class was like I got to learn so much about every other person, but we all were able to like tie it back to education, which was just really great. I also took a class in spring called International Development Policy, and the professor for that class was really great. He was just so knowledgeable, and he created like an interactive game for us to play at the end of the semester that like it was so crazy. It tied in like all the stuff we had learned into this game, and it was really
Oh,
cool. So
that's awesome.
yeah, I think professors at UF like really want to get to know students like personally. Like I've never had a professor where like I didn't reach out to them and they weren't like extremely helpful, so
Oh, that's great to hear. Absolutely. So is campus easy for you to navigate? How do you typically like get to class?
yeah, so campus is about 2,000 acres. It's pretty big. I'd say the longest I've ever had to walk to class was like 15 or so minutes. That was when I lived on campus. I don't have a car, so I either walk or bike to campus. So last year, my apartment was a little bit further off campus, so I'd walk about 30 minutes to one of my classes. But overall, it's pretty great, like transportation-wise, because there's a bus system that's like the Gainesville bus system, but it goes everywhere on campus. So it's free for UF students to use. You just have to show your like UF ID. So I'd use that a lot. I'd also take that to like the gym, Target, Publix, like anywhere I needed to go. But yeah, there's a lot of students use like scooters, or a lot of people do have cars. You can buy a parking pass for scooters and cars, but parking is pretty limited, so it's kind of like a little saying that like you have the right to hunt for a parking spot, but you don't get like assigned a parking spot. So it's really like depends like what you want to do and like where you live.
And since you're like on campus, you prefer like mostly walking and biking, you said.
Yeah, I've never had a car. I've lived in an apartment for the past 2 years, but both my apartments have been within like a 10-minute walk of campus, so it really doesn't add that much time. And it's kind of like once I'm on campus, I stay on campus, so yeah.
So, were there any specific factors that led you to choose a school over others?
Yeah, so I applied to I think four in-state schools and then four out-of-state schools. And I did want to go out of state, but ultimately, the price factors were just really great for UF versus other colleges out of state. Because Florida has something called Florida Prepaid, where you can like lock in a tuition rate. I think when you start kindergarten or when you're born, I'm not sure what year it is. So I actually pay the tuition rate of like either 2000 or 2005, depending. And then
Oh, interesting.
I also have Florida Bright Futures, which pays for my tuition fully based on my SAT score and my community service hours, I think. They change it every year, so but based on that, like that covered most of my college fees, and so I decided that this was kind of the best bang for my buck, if you will. Versus like other schools where I would have had to pay full out of state private tuition. So that's kind of why I ultimately decided to come. It was also the best like school I had gotten into in Florida, so that was kind of why I chose it versus like other schools in Florida.
So my final question for you is, what do you wish you had known that an incoming or prospective student can benefit from?
Ooh, yeah. It's a good question. I think this probably goes for like any college, but UF especially because involvement culture is so big, and that's like how a lot of people meet other people is getting involved like right away on campus. I got involved pretty quickly. I think I joined my first organization like within a couple months, but I wish I had like gone to more kind of like meetups, I guess. That's not a good word. Like mixers. Just like meet kids, especially like in my own dorm. They'll have tons of events. They'll have like events at like Rec Sports, which is the gym where you can just come meet people and like play a scrimmage volleyball game or something like that. So I think not only getting involved in clubs, but like branching out of campus and like trying to meet people through various groups and things like that. Oh, I'm losing my voice.
Oh, it's perfect. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate all of your input. That's
Of
been
course.
absolutely fantastic.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best as we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's website at cmlibrary.org/teens. And also check out the Career Exploration podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard or know someone who would, share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, please leave a review on your podcast provider or contact us directly. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight Series, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.